Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm reading today from the Life and Diary of David Brainerd. David Brainerd. Let's get right into it. Tuesday, June 1st. We're in the 1700s here. I've forgotten the exact year. I had much of the presence of God in family prayer and had some comfort in secret. I was greatly refreshed from the Word of God this morning, which appeared exceeding sweet to me. Some things that appeared mysterious were opened to me. Oh, that the kingdom of the dear Savior might come with power, and the healing waters of the sanctuary spread far and wide for the healing of the nations. I came to Ripton, but was very weak. However, being visited by a number of young people in the evening, I prayed with them. The remaining part of this week, Jonathan Edwards says that he spoke of being much diverted and hindered in the business of religion, and by great weakness of body and necessary affairs he had to attend. He complains of having but little power in religion, but signifies that God hereby showed him he was like a helpless infant cast out in the open field. Back to David. Lord's Day, June 6. I feel much deserted, but all this teaches me my nothingness and vileness more than ever. Monday, June 7, felt still powerless in secret prayer. Afterwards I prayed and conversed with some little life. God feeds me with crumbs. Blessed be his name for anything. I felt a great desire that all God's people might know how mean and little and vile I am, and that they might see I am nothing, that so they might pray for me aright and not have the least dependence upon me. Tuesday, June 8. I enjoyed one sweet and precious season this day. I never felt it so sweet to be nothing and less than nothing and to be accounted nothing. The three next days, Edward says he complains of desertion and want of fervency in religion. But yet his diary shows that every day his heart was enraged, engaged in religion, engaged, as his great and, as it were, only business. Saturday, June 12. Spent much time in prayer this morning and enjoyed much sweetness. Felt insatiable longings after God much of the day. I wondered how poor souls do to live that have no God. Now, the world with all its enjoyments quite vanished. I see myself very helpless, but I have a blessed God to go to. I longed exceedingly to be dissolved and to be with Christ, to behold his glory. Oh, my weak, weary soul longs to arrive at my Father's house. Lord's Day, June 13, felt something calm and resigned in the public worship. At the sacrament I saw myself very vile and worthless. Oh, that I may always lie low in the dust. My soul seemed steadily to go forth after God in longing desires to live upon him. Monday, June 14, felt something of the sweetness of communion with God and the constraining force of his love. How admirably it captivates the soul and makes all the desires and affections to center in God. I set apart this day for secret fasting and prayer, to entreat God to direct and bless me with regard to the great work I have in view of preaching the gospel, and that the Lord would return to me and show me the light of his countenance. I had little life and power in the forenoon, and near the middle of the afternoon God enabled me to wrestle ardently in intercession for absent friends. But just at night the Lord visited me marvelously in prayer. I think my soul never was in such an agony before. I felt no restraint, for the treasures of divine grace were opened to me. I wrestled for absent friends, for the ingathering of souls, for multitudes of poor souls, and for many that I thought were the children of God personally in many distant places. I was in such an agony from sun half an hour high till near dark that I was all over wet with sweat. But yet it seemed to me that I had wasted away the day and had done nothing. Oh, my dear Jesus did sweat blood for poor souls. I longed for more compassion towards them. Felt still in a sweet frame under a sense of divine love and grace. went to bed in such a frame with my heart set on God. Tuesday, June 15, I had the most ardent longings after God that ever I felt in my life. At noon, in my secret retirement, I could do nothing but tell my dear Lord in a sweet calm that he knew I longed for nothing but himself, nothing but holiness, that he had given me these desires, and he only could give me the thing desired. I never seemed to be so unhinged from myself and to be so wholly devoted to God. My heart was swallowed up in God most of the day. In the evening I had such a view of the soul being, as it were, enlarged to contain more holiness, that it seemed ready to separate from my body. I then wrestled in an agony for divine blessings. I had my heart drawn out in prayer for some Christian friends beyond what I ever had before. I feel differently now from whatever I did under any enjoyments before, more engaged to live to God forever, and less pleased with my own frames. I am not satisfied with my frames, nor feel at all more easy after such strugglings than before, for it seems far too little if I could always be so. Oh, how short do I fall of my duty in my sweetest moments. And then in his diary for the two next days, he expresses something of the same frame, but in a far less degree. Friday, June 18, considering my great unfitness for the work of the ministry, my present deadness and total inability to do anything for the glory of God that way, feeling myself very helpless and at a great loss what the Lord would have me to do. I set apart this day for prayer to God and spent most of the day in that duty, but amazingly deserted most of the day. Yet I found God graciously near, once in particular, while I was pleading for more compassion for immortal souls. My heart seemed to be opened at once, and I was enabled to cry with great ardency for a few minutes. Oh, I was distressed to think that I should offer such dead, cold services to the living God. My soul seemed to breathe after holiness, a life of constant devotedness to God. But I am almost lost sometimes in the pursuit of this blessedness and ready to sink because I continually fall short and miss of my desire. Oh, that the Lord would help me to hold out yet a little while till the happy hour of deliverance comes. Saturday, June 19. I felt much disordered. My spirits were very low, but yet enjoyed some freedom and sweetness in the duties of religion. Blessed be God. Lord's Day, June 20, spent much time alone. My soul longed to be holy and reached after God, but seemed not to obtain my desire. I hungered and thirsted, but was not refreshed and satisfied. My soul hung on God as my only portion. Oh, that I could grow in grace more abundantly every day. The next day he speaks of his having assistance in his studies and power of fervency and comfort in prayer. And then Tuesday, June 22, in the morning I spent about 2 hours in prayer and meditation with considerable delight. Towards night I felt my soul go out in longing desires after God, in secret retirement. In the evening I was sweetly composed and resigned to God's will, was enabled to leave myself and all my concerns with him, and to have my whole dependence upon him. My secret retirement was very refreshing to my soul. It appeared such a happiness to have God for my portion, that I had rather be any other creature in this lower creation than not come to the enjoyment of God. I had rather be a beast than a man without God, if I were to live here to eternity. Lord, endear thyself more to me. Edwards then says in his diary for the next 7 days, he expresses a variety of exercises of mind. He speaks of great longings after God and holiness, and earnest desires for the conversion of others, a fervency in prayer, power to wrestle with God, composure, comfort, and sweetness from time to time, but expresses a sense of the vile abomination of his heart, and bitterly complains of his barrenness the pressing body of death. He says he saw clearly that whatever he enjoyed, better than hell, was of free grace. He complains of being exceeding low, much below the character of a child of God, and is sometimes very disconsolate and dejected. Then, Wednesday, June 30. Spent this day alone in the woods, in fasting and prayer. Underwent the most dreadful conflicts in my soul that ever I felt, in some respects. I saw myself so vile that I was ready to say, I shall now perish by the hand of Saul. I thought and almost concluded, I had no power to stand for the cause of God, but was almost afraid of the shaking of a leaf. Spent almost the whole day in prayer, incessantly. I could not bear to think of Christians showing me any respect. I almost despaired of doing any service in the world. I could not feel any hope or comfort respecting the heathen, which used to afford me some refreshment in the darkest hours of this nature. I spent the day in the bitterness of my soul. Near night, I felt a little better and afterwards enjoyed some sweetness in secret prayer. Thursday, July 1. Had some sweetness in prayer this morning. Felt exceedingly sweet in secret prayer tonight. Desired nothing so ardently as that God should do with me just as he pleased. Friday, July 2. I felt composed in secret prayer in the morning. My desires ascended to God this day as I was traveling and was comfortable in the evening. Blessed be God for all my consolation. Saturday, July 3rd, my heart seemed again to sink. The disgrace I was laid under at college seemed to damp me. As it opens the mouths of opposers, I had no refuge but in God. Blessed be his name, that I may go to him at all times and find him a present help. Lord's Day, July 4. Had considerable assistance. In the evening, I withdrew and enjoyed a happy season in secret prayer. God was pleased to give me the exercise of faith and thereby brought the invisible and eternal world near to my soul, which appeared sweetly to me. I hoped that my weary pilgrimage in the world would be short, and that it would not be long before I was brought to my heavenly home and Father's house. I was resigned to God's will, to tarry his time, to do his work, and suffer his pleasure. I felt thankfulness to God for all my pressing desertions of late, for I am persuaded that they have been made a means of making me more humble and much more resigned. I felt pleased to be little, to be nothing, and to lie in the dust. I enjoyed life and consolation in pleading for the dear children of God and the kingdom of Christ in the world, and my soul earnestly breathed after holiness and the enjoyment of God. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Well, by his diary for the remaining days of this week, it appears that he enjoyed considerable composure and tranquility and had sweetness and fervency of spirit in prayer from day to day. Lord's Day, July 11, was deserted and exceedingly dejected in the morning. In the afternoon, I had some life and assistance and felt resigned. I saw myself exceeding vile. On the next 2 days, he expresses inward comfort, resignation, and strength in God. Wednesday, July 14, I felt a kind of humble, resigned sweetness. I spent a considerable time in secret, giving myself up wholly to the Lord. I heard Mr. Bellamy preach towards night, felt very sweetly part of the time, longed for nearer access to God. Well, the next 4 days he expresses considerable comfort and fervency of spirit in Christian conversation and religious exercises. Then on Monday, July 19, my desires seem especially to be carried out after weanedness from the world, perfect deadness to it, and to be even crucified to all its allurements. My soul longs to feel itself more of a pilgrim and stranger here below, that nothing may divert me from pressing through the lonely desert till I arrive at my Father's house. Tuesday, July 20, it was sweet to give away myself to God, to be disposed of at his pleasure, and had some feeling sense of the sweetness of being a pilgrim on earth. Well, the next day he expresses himself as determined to be wholly devoted to God, and it appears by his diary that he spent the whole day in a most different exercise of religion, and exceeding comfortably. Thursday, July 22nd, journeying from Southbury to Ripton, I called at a house by the way, where, being very kindly entertained and refreshed, I was filled with amazement and shame that God should stir up the hearts of any to show so much kindness to such a dead dog as I. I was made sensible in some measure how exceedingly vile it is not to be wholly devoted to God. I wondered that God would suffer any of his creatures to feed and sustain me from time to time. Well, in his diary for the 6 days next are expressed various exercises and experiences, such as his sweet composure, fervency of spirit in meditation and prayer, weededness from the world, being sensibly a pilgrim and stranger on the earth, engagedness of mind to spend every inch of time for God, and so on. Thursday, July 29, I was examined by the association met at Danbury as to my learning and also my experiences in religion, and received a license from them to preach the gospel of Christ. Afterwards felt much devoted to God, joined in prayer with one of the ministers, my peculiar friend, in a convenient place, and went to bed resolving to live devoted to God all my days. Amen. That was the end of part 2 of the book. We will do part 3 next time, Lord willing. I told you about a revised schedule. That revised schedule will end at the end of this week. The burden of the book that I was talking about is just about over. That is, the book is written and edited somewhat, and looks like the worst is over on that one. Although it was a good experience, it was still pretty intensive. So the Lord willing, next week we'll go back to our regular 5-day schedule, and thank you for your patience. And I would like you to be looking around this website between now and Friday, if you're in real time. This is Wednesday, the 22nd of August in 2018. We'll be back Friday. There's so much to look at. I especially want you to keep looking at the North Korea things. I put pictures on there once or twice a week anyway, sometimes more, of things that are going on over there, things that you can pray about. And I hope that you will do that. There's so much. There's hundreds of audios also on North Korea to give you a flavor of what your brothers and sisters are experiencing right now. God bless you. And this is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll talk real soon. Bye-bye.